Well, why don't we visit Tom's History Corner?
Let's do it.
Let's take a trip down to the History Corner with the name change pending.
Mm. Promises.
Promise. Well, you know what? Hey, maybe it'll happen by episode 30. All year here at the university, we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the founding of the African American Cultural Center. This is probably a topic we'll return to. But for this History Corner, I want to talk about an incident in UConn history that kind of played a significant role nationally that maybe not a lot of people know about. After World War II, there was renewed sensitivity to the question of racial and ethnic discrimination. Mm. Although it was still kind of a time where there was a lot of insensitivity at UConn, there was, in 1946, there were complaints about a professor who was using the Book of Genesis to explain why there was segregation in the United States. In the account I read, it said the professor was also under review for other complaints. So,
did he get fired?
It was unresolved. I couldn't find anything about that. The students at UConn actually decided to have a referendum, a university-wide referendum that would prohibit any organization that discriminated against people because of race or religious background or ethnicity from receiving any university resources. So they couldn't meet in university buildings. They couldn't get university funds. So this resolution in 1949 was passed by a vote of 1,267 to 210. And one of the immediate effects of this was on the Greek life organizations on campus, because many of them belonged to national organizations that were white only. So in 1949, there was a student, a freshman, a native of Manchester, like me, named Al Rogers, who was a very accomplished student. He was the president of the freshman class. He was in the varsity football team. He pledged the Phi Epsilon Pi fraternity, and they saw him as like a great get for the pledge because he was so prominent and well-known. He was also African-American. And so the national organization asked the UConn chapter. They said, hey, this is going to be controversial. So instead of initiating him in February 1950, can you wait until the next semester? And we'll talk about it at our national convention.
Oh, wow.
And so the student chapter at UConn, the chapter here at UConn, said, okay, we can wait. And over the summer, when school was out, the national organization voted not to accept
Shocker.
Him. Yeah, they didn't come back and talk about it. They just said, sorry. The UConn chapter responded by saying, if you don't let us initiate him, we're just going to break away. We're going to leave the fraternity. So they were suspended by the national fraternity. This earned them the praise of U.S. Senator William Benton, the namesake of the museum where formerly we broadcast from. Mm-hmm. He praised the UConn chapter and said, you and your organization here have set an example not only for the state of Connecticut, but for the entire nation in standing up against discrimination.
I love that this was happening in 1951. That's great.
And they were followed by chapters at NYU, CCNY, Queens College, Dickinson College, and Georgia Tech. All those chapters threatened to leave the national fraternity unless they let Al Rogers join. And I have to say, particularly Georgia Tech, that took a lot of guts
yeah,
at this time
that's really impressive.
To do that. So the national organization in December of 1950 backed down. They said, okay, you can join. Al Rogers, who actually went on to lead one of the first integrated army units during the Korean War and a very successful career in Northeast Utilities, and actually got his JD from UConn School of Law later on, said the whole experience was very stressful for him as a student, but also prepared him for the future in the army and then later as an executive. And then sort of as a follow-up to that, other Greek organizations at UConn now had to face either leaving their national chapters or getting their national chapters to change things and let them accept members from all races and backgrounds. Four Greek organizations actually had to withdraw from the national organizations because the national groups refused to integrate. And one group, Alpha Gamma Rho, actually changed its national constitution because of UConn to end a ban on African Americans, Jewish members, and Asian members. Although apparently the president of the Alpha Gamma Rho at the time complained bitterly to President Jorgensen about being pressured.
I had no idea that we had such a what's the word?
Pioneering?
Yes.
Yes.
History when it came to these inclusive measures.
Well, UConn was one of the few universities to encourage Japanese Americans who
that
were
I did
in
know.
Internment to come to campus to get an education, because that was one of the ways you can get out of the camps.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a positive history corner.
That's an awesome history corner. I really like that one. Thank you.
And if anyone knows, actually, if Al Rogers' class of 1953 is out there, love to talk to him. It'd be great. As a fellow Manchester native.
There you go.
Huh?